here this morning at Rosie on the House with our project manager from Rosie Wright Remodeling, talking versatile space at your house. We've talked about just using the garage with some minor modifications as a great overflow room. We've also talked about removing that load-bearing wall that's been dividing your house in half since it was built. One of the other things people do a lot is the carport to garage conversion. And people are always surprised. I seem to surprise people a lot about prices.
we're good at that.
They're always surprised. A carport converted to a garage done Rosie Wright, done with a permit, done to code, isn't an easy conversion.
No, there's a lot more into it than people realize. And you shouldn't just slap up a couple of wood frame walls and stick a garage door on it and call it good. When you go from a carport to a garage, there's a whole different standard with garages, from electrical to fire safety. That's one thing that people don't realize, is there's fire separation standards. You know, that entry door that was going into
carport with the little Bel Air window in it.
Yep, that little window. Well, that doesn't work anymore. You're not allowed to have a window in a door going from a garage to inside the house. I've even seen it in some interesting conversions where there was a door that went into a bedroom, which is that you can't have a door going from the garage directly into sleeping quarters. So you got to change out those doors. If there's a window in the wall, you know, a lot of our red brick homes had a window
over the kitchen sink.
Yep,
looked into the carport.
You've got to.
What a beautiful view for mom.
right. You know, if you got a nice car out there, if you got that Mustang parked out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to get that closed up now. And it's all got to be meeting that fire separation standards for a garage. So that's just one of the considerations.
And one of the considerations nobody ever thinks about is you step down into your carport. You don't want to lay a wood plate at your carport level. You actually have to build a masonry stem wall up to above. Yeah. Or at least two finished floor grade of your floor of your home, then start your frame. Nobody does that.
No, I see so many carport conversions where they're just that wood stud wall is down to that carport slab level, and you can see it every time. There's water stains
wood
or
rot.
Water damage, termites.
Termites love that. That's
people
conditions
say
conducive.
Every time it rains, water comes under that wall. Why is this happening? It's like, well, it's because it's not up on a stem wall. It just, you know, it's just coming right through there. So that's another one of the considerations. Another tricky one can be, how low is that beam that's going across the front of that
carport
for a vehicle door? You can't just go chopping into that beam to run, which we've seen. Talk about your skin crawling.
If I could just cut out 8 inches of this beam, I'd have room for an overhead door.
And you'll see it with, not to get too technical, but glulam beams, which people may be familiar with, which is basically a bunch of 2x4s or 2x6s laminated together. You're not allowed to cut those.
Not even touch them.
You can't touch that thing. Yeah. And, the stuff that people do sometimes.
So there are three that we see at Rosie Wright Remodeling most often. Carport to garage conversions. It's a bigger job than you think, but it's still cheaper than building a freestanding garage, and it's still cheaper than a room addition. Getting rid of that load-bearing wall, separating your living room and family room. It done right. It's more expensive than you think, but it's cheaper than putting on a room addition. And then that garage, insulating it, putting some lights in there, epoxy coating the floor, doing a mini split. It's some money, but it's cheaper than room addition. So there's three great things to consider. And if you'd like a free analysis of what it might cost at your house to do any of these, call us at Rosie Wright Remodeling. We'd be happy to meet you.